Hey, everybody, I'm Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and it's time for another DMV Weight Loss Podcast at theriver953.com, brought to you by DMV Weight Loss in Winchester and Ashburn, home of the Metabolic Reset. I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Evan Riegelman of DMV Weight Loss. Doc, I am going on, let's see, May 22nd, I think, will be the anniversary, 2 years with you guys, and I still feel unbelievably good, and I don't think I've gained anything back.
Well, you look great, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to talk a little bit in this latest podcast about the myths, weight loss myths, because we hear so many of them out there, and why not just go to the expert, you, and we can dispel some of these or expound on some of these. We've always been told that the older we get, the harder it is to lose weight because our metabolism stops. True or not?
Not true. It certainly can slow down, that's for sure. But we have to focus on getting our bodies back to properly utilizing fats for energy. And that's one of the reasons why our metabolisms can slow down. And not just our metabolisms, but our hormones, our insulin, glucose, all of that. And if we want to reset our body metabolically, how it functions, we have to get back to how our bodies function, which is based off of burning sugar versus burning fat. And so when you start getting your body back to metabolizing fats correctly, it's going to speed up your metabolism. All of your hormones are made from fat, so your hormones are going to work better. And yes, you still have all sorts of hormones as you get older. And so the way you're able to help somebody lose weight as they get older, our oldest client's 86 years old, and he's down 35 pounds. So if he can do it, anybody can do it. It's just a matter of getting your body back to properly utilizing fats for energy.
Well, it's like fuel. You put bad gas in your car, it's going to stop.
100%.
Yeah. So that, yep, that dispels that. I'm glad because, we're always told that, at 30, 40, 50, you can't lose weight. You're too old.
Yep. Anybody can. You just got to put your mind to it, and you got to place your body in the right position to want to lose the weight.
Well, in my best DJ voice, here's an oldie but goodie. Yep. This is not a good time to lose weight. We can always put up some hurdle, Doc, about, well, it's the holidays, it's Super Bowl, it's Thanksgiving, it's apple blossom, I'm going on vacation where we're going to, there's no way I can stay on any kind of plan during vacation. How about that myth?
Randy, when it comes to losing weight, it depends on how you're going to do it. On our program, there's never a bad time to start. And the reason for that is our program is more lifestyle grounded. Look at yourself. You're down all this weight still 2 years later. And the reason for that is we implemented long-term strategies for you. And what I tell everybody on our program is 100% of how we want you to be on this program is how I want you to live 80% of the time when you're off the program. And what that does is it affords your ability to live life 20% of the time. And so there's never a bad time to start this program. You're going to live this way for the rest of your life. And that's why you're going to feel great. You're running marathons like you're doing. That's what you're doing. And when you stick to a lifestyle generated program with long-term objectives, anytime, any place, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because that's a hurdle that I think people put up themselves. It's not readily built. They put those hurdles up themselves by saying, it's not a good time.
Well, Randy, it's not, you don't want to focus on your weight. You want to focus on your health. And when you focus on your health, then you can realize it's no bad time to start a program. When you focus on your weight, I can see counting calories going through the holidays can be hard. But when you're on our program, none of that matters. All of that goes out the window. What we want to focus on is your health. Make your health a priority, and you can live in abundance all year long.
Yeah, fantastic. Speaking of hurdles, I have to count calories to lose weight. How many times have you heard that?
All the time. All the time. And in fact, that's not true. You don't have to do that. So when I used to work with collegiate athletes, these guys were having two-a-days. They were working out every day. We were making them count calories all the time because they were burning a tremendous amount of energy. Well, the weight loss industry has tried to do the same thing with helping people lose weight. The problem is counting calories are short-term objectives. I'm not saying they won't help you lose weight because they can. The problem is most people will rebound after that because They're simply short-term strategies. When you focus on how you feel, you're going to notice that you can go as long as you want. So counting calories is simply not necessary. Eat the right foods and forget the calories.
I was one time, this is years ago, I was on a 500 calorie a day weight loss plan. Not sustainable.
No, and the problem with that is your body can fall into starvation, literal starvation, Randy. And when that happens, it takes 3 minutes to liquefy muscle, and it takes 3 hours to liquefy fat. So what you're going to do is start to burn up all of your muscle, and that is the worst thing you can do for your health.
And not to mention, it's just a pain in the you-know-what to look at a box or a package and go, okay, serving size, calories, it's just...
Well, if we're being honest, Randy... You know, when we're busy as it is, we deal with a lot of stress, and the last thing we want to do is add more stress to your plate and make you busier. It shouldn't be about that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's another one for you. It's more expensive to be healthy. My wife has said that.
It's actually the opposite, Randy. It's more expensive to be unhealthy. Think about the bills that you pay for, all the medications that you have to pay for over a period of time. I mean, we can just see that, how the price of pharma drugs specifically are constantly going up. So the healthier you are, the cheaper things get. And I will also say this. The easier you do things, the harder life gets. And the harder the harder things are, the easier life will get. So it's expensive to be unhealthy. It's cheap to be healthy because you support yourself. You can maintain health. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
It's about looking into that crystal ball and seeing down the road how much you're going to be spending in health care when you're not healthy.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So those are some of the barriers that I hope we've broken down today and get you over to DMV weight loss. And if someone has listened to this podcast, say, you know what, they're right about these things. What is their next step?
You can go to dmvweightloss.com. There you can go through, you can read all about us, you can learn how we manage a lot of our clients, and you can request a consultation where you'll sit down with me and we can find out if this is going to be the right program for you or not.
Doc, it's always fun getting together with you and talking. I hear your passion. I hear how committed you are to making this valley healthy, and I always appreciate your visits.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate you, Randy.
All right. That is another DMV Weight Loss podcast brought to you by DMV Weight Loss with locations in Winchester and Ashburn. Start your own health and weight loss success story. Do it starting today with a phone call at 540-486-2100 or a visit to dmvweightloss.com. That's all you got to do. Head to dmvweightloss.com. You're going to be glad you did.